David's Daily Digital dollar 149.
I thought we'd go on another little walk.
We're in Suffolk.
It's a rural area that I am right now. We're in Snape Maltings, the grounds of an estate.
Doing this consecutive daily blogging challenge is going to be even more of a challenge than normal. We're teaching. The young'uns are teaching between 9:30 and 6 every day, up until Friday. Starting from today, we're doing an educational music project. So that's 9:30 till 6 every day. And then on top of that, we've got like things going on in the evening as well. And also on the Thursday evening, straight after we do the teaching, we have to go back to do Spring Watch, because it turned out it was just our song. It was just our song that we were doing yesterday. So we're actually doing the proper interview on Thursday, which I suppose is good news in a way, because it means that I've still got a little bit of time to swat up on my bird knowledge. So keep the facts coming, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, that's one of the reasons I'm out here right now, is because I'm listening. We're listening to the different birds. I'm communing with nature. Feel free if you hear any particular warbles or chirps, or indeed chirps. Yes, I know all the technical terms. I've read on my research, as you can tell. Then let me know what you can hear. Maybe you could say, oh, 3 minutes, 14 seconds in, David, was a clear sound of a sparrow hawk. I can listen to that. That would sort of maybe help me. But the main reason for being out here is just because, after all of the teaching and things like that, the last thing I want to do is just sit in front of a laptop and have to think of things to write. So I just thought I'd just do a little bit of an audio dollop here, and hopefully it's quite nice as well. Hopefully it's quite nice. It's perhaps more meditative than humorous, but I like to think of people feeling as if they're with me right now on a walk with me. What was that? Can you hear that? Let's go and investigate. Let's do some nature investigation here. Let's see what we've got. My goodness. I think there's something down there. Listen, what's that noise? Can someone identify that? I'm literally, there is something on the ground. We're right next to it now. I'm literally right, it's scurrying past me right now. It's just flown off. I don't know what it is. Oh my goodness. I know this is a bit pointless. In a way, a blind person trying to do a nature walk. We're literally centimetres away from birds. I don't know what, there's something in the bushes scurrying. I don't know if you can hear it. Hang on a minute. It's Michael. What are you doing in the bushes, Michael? No, he scurried off. I don't know what he was up to. Some nefarious activities going on there. A part of me is worried that this isn't particularly interesting, but at the same time, it's amazing. You just never know what is interesting for people and what people do like. I mean, the exemplification of that was the whole 91 million or over 100 million now for that woman in a mask. But also, on the subject of birds, Classic FM got its highest ratings. The most people listened to Classic FM before it was Classic FM, when essentially they were just doing test transmissions, just making sure that the transmitters all worked and things like that. And to do that, they played 24 hours a day the sounds of birds. And that, apparently, garnered Classic FM the most listeners. So there is something to be said for just having the sound of birds, maybe. It might be more popular than David's Daily Digital Dollop. I put all this effort in trying to think of interesting things to talk about, and trying to come up with jokes and things. And maybe all people want is just the sound of birds. Maybe people are listening to this now just saying, shut up! We just want to hear the birds, David. We just want to hear the sound of Michael scurrying in the bushes. Hang on, there's something else over there scurrying. What's this? It's Sean Cooney. Sean Cooney and Michael Hughes both scurrying in the bushes together. I knew they were up to something. I might leave you with one little story of something that happened today when teaching, and then I'll say goodnight. So we're teaching people, I think, between the ages of 11, I think the youngest is, and 19. And basically, it's the creme de la creme of young musicians in the country. Absolutely brilliant musicians. One of the girls is aged 12, and who plays the harp. She's called Aureole. It was a little bit of a mix-up. I've been quite tired, been doing a lot of stuff. It's
It's been very hectic. Obviously, we had the whole spring watch thing. Then we went to the pub. Then I had to get the dollop out. Then we were up quite early for this teaching. So my mind was a little bit addled at the start. I was trying to remember everybody's name. And I, unfortunately, kept referring, in my addled state, kept referring. I did this on more than one occasion as well. And you'd have thought, once you've made a mistake like this, you won't make a mistake like that again. I referred to Aureole on more than one occasion as Areola. And then what was stupid is I did it before, and I probably got away with it. I don't think anyone noticed. But then I did it again, and I think, of course, it's not bloody Areola. Why is she? Why? Who in their right mind is going to name their child after the pointy bit of a nipple? Oh, listen. Can you hear that? That's a pigeon. My goodness. The pigeon is literally above my head. And then, because I felt really embarrassed about it, I then made more of a reference to it. So I was like, oh, I do apologise there for calling you Areola. And I was like, why do I keep doing this? Like, why don't I just let it go? But I couldn't. I thought there must be a way of just making it better by talking more. But of course it didn't, you know, because people might be thinking, oh, we know what he's got on the brain. And it's quite inappropriate as well, the fact that, you know, this is a 12-year-old girl and I'm referring to her as Areola. But I think, to be honest, it probably wouldn't have been a big thing. But it's just the fact that, for some reason, I thought I could make it better by kind of, like, making a little bit of a joke about it. But actually, all I did was bring more attention to the fact. And I apologised for forgetting a name. I said, I've got a mammary problem. Because it sounds like memory. And obviously we're talking about breasts with the whole Areola thing. So I think that's a good joke. That's a punchline there, isn't it? That's a punchline. Shall we quit on that one? Is that a good punchline to end on? I think it is. It's the perfect one. Thank you very much for listening to this, and I hope on some level you have enjoyed it, even if it has just been the sound of the birds. With that in mind, let's end this dollop with a few seconds of bird sound. Thank you very much. I'll be back tomorrow. Update, ladies and gentlemen. Because I went exploring with finding the birds and things. I didn't know where I was going, because where I am is just like a countryside walk. And I got a bit carried away with the birds. So a little bit, well, same old story. And I got a bit lost. So I spent the next half an hour. So much of this being like a quick dollop. It's like the gods were punishing me. Yeah, you can't be bothered to put the effort in to write. We're going to show you. Half an hour it took me to get back home. And I was like wandering around trying to find places. There's no signal, so I couldn't ring Michael or Sean. I mean, not that it would be any point anyway, because they wouldn't have a signal either, because they were in the bushes. And that's quite remote. I could get a bit of internet signal now and again, but very rarely, like Wi-Fi. So I kind of knew I was getting closer, because it was connecting to the Wi-Fi network. And I essentially have had to use the Wi-Fi network to get back home. And it's going 2 bars. And I'm like, yes, I'm getting closer. 1 bar. I'm obviously going further away. But it's not an exact science. I mean, because obviously, you know, it doesn't travel in a straight line, the signals as such, you know, it bounces off things and that kind of thing. But essentially, I used that. And then also, because we're in a place where it's like a load of different doors, a load of different rooms. And I essentially had to find my way back. When I eventually got a little bit of Wi-Fi, I had to use an app on my phone to find the number on the door. So I'd find the number on the door, and then I would consult the app and ask it what door number it was. And eventually, I managed to find my way back, and it took about half an hour. So this has not been the quick dollop that I'd planned it to be. In fact, it's now even later than I would have probably got to bed anyway. But I mean, at one point I thought, I am going to be wandering around for... Well, I thought I'm just going to have to find somewhere to sleep. Because, you know, there's kids around here as well, you know, there's students. So the idea of me just wandering around, which is essentially what I was doing, trying to get into places, like I was pushing doors and stuff, and you could hear them like going, kh-h-h-h, as I was trying to get in, you know, the sound of the door bolting. So, you know, I just thought, this is going to be terrible. I'm going to end up, one of the supervisors is going to come out,
and he's going to see me, who's meant to be the responsible teacher, trying to, like, break into the kids' rooms and stuff. And, you know, after the whole Areola debacle, suspicions might be aroused. Oh, dear. Thank you very much for listening. Feel free to leave a comment, and I'll be back tomorrow for Dollop 150.